everyone. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us on this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Bauer. Coming up on the show, we'll talk to an OHL alumnus who played 313 games in the Ontario Hockey League and then 5 years of U Sports as he took advantage of the OHL education program. But first, this week's OHL On the Run Player of the Week, Brett Newman of the Kingston Frontenacs. He had 8 points last week, including back-to-back hat tricks, so a total of 6 goals and 2 assists. The 19-year-old from Toronto coming into this week's play with 24 goals and 44 points, climbing into the top 10 in OHL scoring. Quickly move ahead to the Kia CHL Top 10 list. The Ottawa 67s, the top OHL team at number 3, followed by the London Knights at number 4, with honorable mentions this week to the Sudbury Wolves and the Niagara Ice Dogs. And of note this week, 15 OHL players have been named to the Sherwin-Williams CHL Top Prospects game, which will be played in January in Red Deer. For the complete list, visit OntarioHockeyLeague.com. Nathan Charletti played 5 seasons in the Ontario Hockey League from 2008 through 2013, 4 seasons in Sarnia, and then wrapping up with the Owen Sound Attack. He then went on to play 5 years of U Sports hockey, taking advantage of the OHL's education program. He's continuing his schooling and a real story of a player who's been able to balance hockey and academics. I recently caught up with Charletti to chat about what he's up to these days, and he caught us up on the experience and the benefits of the OHL education program.
Currently at the University of Ottawa in medical school. So I remember when I was playing in Sarnia and Owen Sound, I was thinking like, oh man, so busy, don't have a break. But now it's a different kind of busy. So I'm getting after it in the classroom and in the labs. So just chipping away at that. And actually a sneak peek, you're the first person to know, Terry is coming out with a book actually in March-ish.
Well, that's awesome. What's the, give us a little sneak peek. What's the topic? What's the, do we have a title yet for it?
Yeah. It's called More Than a Game. I had a bit of a, an epiphany over Christmas last year. I was thinking to myself, no one actually reads any of the articles that I've been able to publish so far. So I thought, how could I actually make a difference? And one of the ways I thought was by writing a book. So I don't know if you remember this or not, but when I was growing up, there was a huge book series out there, the Screech Owls, the hockey team that like solved mysteries, and they played at visiting like away tournaments. Do you remember that at all?
The name rings a bell. Yes.
Yeah. I think they made a sitcom out of it or a TV show. I was thinking to myself, like, that book, whoever wrote that series just stuck with me so much and influenced a big part of like my creativity growing up. So I thought I could write a book about what I kind of learned through minor hockey, university hockey, and major junior hockey, because we all have that end goal of making it to the NHL, but or playing pro hockey. But even if you don't make it, you know, hockey teaches you so many more things than just, you know, that one final contract that you're hoping for. So a little bit of a self-reflection book, I guess. Book for parents, coaches, players to kind of show them what can be and what the game actually gives you.
Well, and you know, that's where obviously we were going to go with this discussion is talking about it being at University of Ottawa, and that's only one of your stops through your university time since you've left the OHL. You've been pretty busy and I will say well-traveled, but I'm not going to fill the details in. I know you can tell us since you left Owen Sound, of course, Sarnia for the majority of your OHL time, then to Owen Sound to wrap it up, but you've been well-traveled in terms of the classroom.
Yeah. I was fortunate to use the OHL's education package. My time was absolutely amazing and you know, one of the benefits at the end of a 5-year career, a 4-year, 3-year career is that you can go to school and go to a Canadian university, and that's what I did. I went out east, which was an absolute blast at St. Francis Xavier. Then I actually applied to medical school, didn't get in, so I went to McGill to complete my master's. And then after 2 years there, all while playing hockey, I came to the University of Ottawa. So I'm worked myself out east and slowly moving back to home.
A Toronto guy finally gets back to Ontario and going from there.
Yeah, exactly.
I know you. I know one of the things too is while you were playing in the O, you were also juggling and getting university credits. And you talked about how busy you were between playing hockey and getting the credits. But I've got to think, just sticking with it, and both while you played and then now, has just really paid off.
Yeah, and like in the moment, I remember thinking this is the absolute worst. Like, I do not want to study. I don't want to go to. I don't want to have to tune in. You know, twice a week or three times a week and make notes and, you know, how is this going to benefit me? I'm just going to go to the NHL anyways. But life takes turns, and I'm really, really happy that my mom motivated me to take those classes, because at the end of the day, it saved me a year of my life, a year of my education package, a year playing hockey and in U sports. So, I mean, taking classes teaches you a lot about being productive and taking, you know, responsibility for your time management and all these things that I think are really good for junior players, because coming out of high school, there's a lot of free time. I remember it pretty well. So if guys have the opportunity and they're interested in it, I'd say go right ahead.
Now, one other hockey opportunity that you had, you played for the Ice Dogs recently. But not the ones thinking of. How did, you know, tell me about the other Ice Dogs you played for.
Buddy, that league is fantastic. Here's my little 2-second spiel on the Australian Ice Hockey League. It is so cool. Half the rinks, so teams are scattered throughout Australia, but mainly on the eastern side of the country. And The fans are passionate. It's not, like, really obviously well-known, but it's exciting. You're only allowed a certain number of imports. I think four per dress per game. And half the rinks don't have glass. They have this tight mesh. And one rink in Adelaide, I'll never forget it, behind the net is, like, just boards on top of boards. So... like, how the puck comes off of it is anyone's guess, but it was a lot of fun. The guys are awesome. The experience is really cool.
That was OHL graduate Nathan Charletti, now attending the University of Ottawa for med school after playing 5 seasons of U sports between St. Francis Xavier and McGill University. That's going to do it for our show this week, our final show before the holiday season. On behalf of everyone here, all the best of the holiday season and a very happy new year. For OHL News presented by Bauer, I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.